K with a line under it. A saturated K. It is قا. قا. فوق. قسم. But in colloquial Arabic, in Eastern colloquial Arabic, it's a pronounced A. The R is a pronounced with a rolling sound, like is in Spanish. R, R, R. The first letter A is a pronounced as A, like can, or A, like far. Remember the Q, the saturated K, is a pronounced A. And in some dialect, it's pronounced K. And some G. So we have the word qalb, which means heart. In some areas, it's pronounced as alb. In some area with ka, kalb. And some area g, galb. There are three vowels in Arabic. Long A, long U, and long I. A, U, E. And there are three auxiliary signs that they are shorter. A, O, E. Let's take the letter B, ba, with the vowels. Ba, bu, B. And you find normally a line under the A, a line above the U, and a line above the I. With auxiliary signs, it sounds like ba, bo, bi. So it is ba, bu, bi, ba, bo, bi. Nouns. Nouns are masculines and feminine. Feminine nouns normally ends with a or e. Birki or saha. Birki means swimming pool. Saha, square. Nouns that indicate a feminine things like bint, a girl. Mara, woman. Also in Arabic, part of body in pairs are feminine. Ijr, foot. Kitif, shoulder. Ayn, eye. These are feminine. The nouns that they don't end with ah or ih or feminine nouns like bint and mara or parts of the bodies that they are into, they are normally masculine. Let's go to the definite article. Definite articles are pronounced as al or el, and you add them to the noun to make the indefinite noun into definite. Walad, a boy. Al-walad, the boy. Bint, a girl. Ilbint, the girl. Letters that start with T or TH or G or D or saturated D or R or Z or S or SH or S saturated, D saturated, T saturated, L and N. Let's do it in Arabic. Ta, tha, jim, dal, da, ra, zain, seen, sheen, sad, dad, ta, lam, noon. If the noun starts with these letters,